The fashion industry and what the big trends and fads are used to be determined on a season-to-season basis by the well-known influential houses and companies. But that cycle has changed dramatically with increased technology and data available to consumers and producers alike. Sector leader H&M had attempted to speed up its shipments even more to compete and found itself with $4 billion in inventory that didn't make it to shelves on time. With me via Skype to talk more about the present and future of the fashion industry is Elizabeth Segrin, who covers fashion for Fast Company. Elizabeth, how dramatic a difference has tech made in changing the cycle of fashion and the companies competing within it?
5 to 10 years ago, designers would have seasonal collections. So basically what would happen is they would give everybody a preview of what was coming down the pike 6 months before they dropped their product. So you'd go to New York Fashion Week or Paris Fashion Week, and you would get a sense of what a designer was creating by what they were sending down the runway. And that gave buyers at stores an opportunity to place orders, and it gave magazine editors at fashion magazines a sense of what was happening and what was going to come down the pike 6 months from then. With online shopping and with the rise of fast fashion brands, all of this totally changed the pace of fashion. So fashion is much faster now, and going from a design to a fully created product does not take 6 months anymore. I mean, we're lucky if it's as slow as 6 weeks.
So what is H&M running into now? Sounds like H&M is in financial trouble, at least how I would see when I see $4 billion in inventory. To me, that would seem like a problem. What happened in this case for them? And were they, I mean, because they're, as a fast fashion store themselves, it would seem like they would have been on the cutting edge. So what happened there?
This approach that they took of bringing fashion to market way faster than the big designers. Well, you know, now startups are actually bringing clothes to market even faster than that. These big fast fashion brands disrupted the big designers, but now there are startups that are disrupting brands like H&M. So H&M can definitely bring fashionable items to the market faster than the big designers. They can turn things around in a matter of months. But there's a huge wave of startups now that are creating products that are very, you know, in, and they're creating them at an even faster pace. So how are they doing that? Well, they're operating at a much smaller scale. So many of these startups are either making things very close to their customers. So lots of American startups are actually making things locally, like in LA, in the garment district in LA. So you take a brand like Reformation, which is it's a fast fashion, you know, brand. They make all their products in LA, and they make them immediately, you know, as soon as a new style, you know, becomes trendy, they're making them right away, which means that they can turn that product around and sell it on their website in a matter of days. A brand like H&M has a very, very big supply chain that goes all over the world. They're making most of their products in Asia. And so consequently, what this means is that, yeah, they can turn things around in a matter of months, which used to be very fast, but that's not very fast anymore. And so by the time they're bringing products to market, they seem a bit dated to the customer. And as a result, you know, they have all of this excess inventory because they're a huge brand. They're making orders for thousands and thousands of each one, you know, each product that they make. What we're hearing is that they actually now have to dispose of these products. They're burning them in incinerators as if they were coal or something. So that's what happened to H&M.
We're used to seeing on our labels made in China, made in Bangladesh, whatever it may be. How is what you're talking about going to change what we're seeing in factories and manufacturing there?
Well, it's so interesting because before the 90s, actually, a lot of manufacturing still happened here in the US. If you think of brands like Hanes and Lee and Levi, and in the 90s, all of that production went overseas to places like China and Bangladesh because labor was cheaper there. And customers got really used to paying a much lower price for their fashion items. But because customers want their clothes faster, and brands are realizing that if they make their clothes locally in the United States, they're able to get these clothes to the customers faster, we're seeing kind of this rise in American manufacturing. So in a weird way, this desire for faster fashion has actually brought jobs and manufacturing back to America.
Is anyone winning here? Are consumers winning? Clearly, it sounds like the environment's not winning. Who's winning here, if anybody?
I do think consumers are winning because the pace of fashion is so fast now, and lots of startups are getting really good at responding to customer needs exactly when customers have them. And so that's a huge win for the customer. And I actually do think that as we move towards this more nimble approach to production, we're actually going to see that it's better for the environment, because I think what we want is for people to get the clothes that they want when they want them, and for companies not to produce anything more than that. And that's kind of what we're getting towards now.
What does this teach us, if anything, about the fickle nature of consumers? Because I would think consumers would hear what you just said and to some extent be alarmed by it. And yet, really, we're probably thinking about, certainly in the fashion when it comes to this, can we get something we think looks good and get it for an inexpensive price? And then, okay, if we just wear it a couple of times, it doesn't matter. Not thinking of the big picture.
Companies need to be very nimble, because it's possible for you to be the disruptor one day and for you to be the incumbent the next day, right? So a brand like H&M was doing something super innovative, but it didn't take long for other brands to come up with even more disruptive models. But I actually think that this new development might actually be better in some ways, because these smaller startups are creating things much faster, for sure, but they're also making less of each product. These are smaller companies. They have a better understanding of what their customers want, because they're producing things much faster and are responding to the needs of their customer. And they're basically kind of making things on demand. As a result, they're able to produce product lines that are much closer to what the customer wants, which means that they're unlikely to have the same problem that H&M had, where, you know, it had piles and piles of clothes that nobody wanted and then had to burn that.
Elizabeth Segrin is a staff writer for Fast Company. She covers fashion.